Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, talking about Yaakov Avinu, how he brings together, at the conclusion of the previous shiur, how he brings together dreams and prophecy, galus and geula, olam hazin, olam haba, death and life. That's his midah of teferes, of glory, which brings together different contrasting concepts. The connection of, now we're going to explain that, b'siyata d'shamaya, the connection of Yaakov to dreams is that he is able to separate the part that's real and the part that's not, and then the dream becomes prophetic. What Yosef does with his nitzot, with his spark of fire that we spoke about in the previous year, Yaakov does with his very, because he's the, Yosef is the spark, the kash and the tevin that he separates between the grain and the straw. That's what Yosef is able to do. Yaakov does it with his very personality, that he's able to separate between, he's able to take this dream that has both correct and incorrect parts, dvarim amitim, dvarim betalim. And he's able to take the dvarim amitim, the 1/60th of nevuah, and connect that. Take the chelek hashishim shebechalom, the 1/60th, and connect it to nevuah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him dafka b'maris halayla that we mentioned in the previous year. When he's dreaming, in his sleep, because Yaakov, who zocheh to a gilui elokim b'maris halayla, he gives a dream its prophetic element. That's his power. He's able to take the dream and draw out the prophecy from the dream. This glorious connection also explains the haftocha that Yaakov was promised, Anochi eregim cho mitzroima v'anochi alcho gam alo. I'm going to go down with you to Egypt. I'm also going to go up with you. In the milas haribu, we have gam. There's a remez to the Geula Hasida, Rashi Shabbos 89b. See also the Torah Shleim and Bereishis, Perek Mem Vav and Osios Chaf Beis and Lamed Dalet. That's the Gam is Geula HaAsid. The communal descent to Gullus is connected through Yaakov to the final ultimate redemption. From the Koch of Yaakov, there is also a chibur between his descendants, both in Olam Hazan and Olam Haba. Yehuda gets involved in the discussion with Yosef because he had arvus, he took arvus, responsibility. Ki avdecha orav es hanar, because your servant has taken responsibility for the lad. The yisod of arvus is mischadesh through Yehuda. Lomud Shevet Yehuda Lios Arevim Elu Es Elu Shevet Yehuda is accustomed to being responsible for each other. Torah Shleim Bereishis Mem Gimel Osios Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. Compare this to what the Heilige Teferes Shleim says in Parshas Vayigash, Dibor Maschil Ves Yehuda. And we call Achze Nasu Yisrael Arevim Zebo Zeh. Mikoch the Shevet Yehuda, their arvus, all the Jewish people become Arev Zelazeb, the Shorish is in Yehuda. The school of arvus that made the Jewish people one nation, the Kabbalah HaTorah, is expressed in the Pasuk. V'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar ki ish echad b'lev echad. Now we became one. We encamped opposite the mountain, like one. So it emerges that the Tikkun HaOlam that comes through Matan Torah, the elixir of life to which the world merited, comes from the world, the place of arvus, of communal responsibility. So we have this chibur between Yehuda and everybody else. Avdechayr of Sanari was responsible for Binyamin. Lamut shevet Yehuda liyosa revim elu aselu. Veichan sham yisrael neged ar kishechad b'leiv echad. Comes from Arvus. That's what it says in the Medrash when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Jewish people the Torah. He said, accept my Torah. And they said to him, okay. He said, give me an Arev. And they said, our children, the whole Medrash there, who's going to be the Arev, finally, was our children are going to be Arevim for us. Tanchuma v'yigash beis. Our children are going to be Arevim. They're going to be responsible. Because of Arvus, a person could be Motzi, his friend, Yidei Chovaso, Ashi. Rosh Hashanah 29a, Dibur Matzchel Afal Pisha Yatza. Because of Arvus, we have the mitzvah of Teuchocha. As is discussed in many Achronim, and see what it says in the Sefer Haskamos Haraya on pages 66 to 67. And therefore, the name for the Goyim is Umos Ha'olam, because they're always multiple. They're Beribui. They don't have internal Achdus. The Jewish people are Misachid, Kishechot, Belev Echot. See also the Maharal in the second parak of Mesivat Rechocha, Mesivat Zoylam. The Rav talks about it in Parshas Vayetze in the Shal Shudis Tafresh Tzadi, Vayishlach Shal Shudis Tafresh Tzadi. Tvarim, Tafresh Peites, Shal Shudis. The Jewish people are Ishechot, Belev Echot, the Goyim are Umos Ha'olam, their many were one. Again, that comes Mikoch Yaakov, Yaakov's children, Arvus for each other. The special shutfus of the Jewish people that were all together is also in Olam Haba, even though it says V'nachal Adonechasash came to Hillam 36:9, that I'm going to give them to drink from rivers of pleasure. And Chazal tell us Malamich called Tzadik V'Tzadik Yeshlo Eden B'fnei Atzmo. Every tzaddik has their own Eden. Vayikra Rabbah 27:1. See also in the Ota Kodesh in the second volume. Vayirash Tzadi Hey, and there in the Maimar Achdus HaKolelus in the 28th Perek of Dala Bachlala, page 455. Nevertheless, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasses Mochol HaTzadikim Bu Yoshev Began Benei Began Eden. Kadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to make a dance for the tzaddikim, a circle, and he's going to be sitting in the middle. In other words, this machal, there are going to be many people making the circle, and they're all one. God's in the center. So in Olam Haba, we also have unity. Mikocho shel Yaakov to be mechaber, the content of Olam Haza, with the values of Olam Haba. And this Yaakov is Zoyveach L'Rishon Ezvachim. The Gemara discusses the possibility that Goyim bring Karbanos in Nachas 73b. And the Psak Halacha is that Yenam Akabel Olos from Goyim, just Shlomim. Rambam Meiser Karbanos 3:2. The Hasag of a Goy reaches the Madrega of Olos. It's all to God. B'chinas Olam Haba. There's no shaychas to this world. It's all given over to God. The ma'ala of the shlamim is that there's a chila, there's kapara, that's above their hasaga. There's a tikkun in being makadesh this world, in eating b'kedusha. That's the b'chinas hatikkun b'olam hazeh. And in this madrega, Yaakov Avinu stands erev yiridus olam Mitzrayim v'yizbach Yaakov zvachim l'elohai aviv Yitzchok. Yaakov is bringing zvachim zivchei shlamim to the God of his father Yitzchok to be mechaber olam hazeh and olam haba. By the Avos Ha'olam, until Yaakov, we find the Korbas Ha'olos, Yaakov with his Madrega. Targus Adam Shebekise, Shed Musa Chakuka Ktachas Kise Akovit, Chulin 91b, Rab with Rashi, Babenu, Shal Shidus Vayishlach, Tafri Tzadi Alf Siosa the Svasemis, and Parshas Vayishlach and Tarmag. Other, many, many other Svarim. So Yaakov is Madrega of Dmuso Chakuka Tachas Kisei HaKavod is Mechaber Mal and Mata, up and down, he connects. So he's Mechadish, this school of Zevach Shlamim, of being able to bring a carbon to Hashem, and yet we eat from it. That brings Shlamim, Shalom, brings peace between the upper and lower worlds, the Olam HaTikun, the the olam as it was supposed to be is olam adin. That's olam b'machshava, and that's the world of Yitzchak. Yitzchak's midas din, and therefore lasid lava the lach is going to be like Beis Shammai, who are miyisod adin, as Rabbeinu discusses. And it's published in the Shal Shittis Rasha Tafrei Sadi and Bereshis in the 13th footnote. Kutei Torah, Bamidbar, page 54, Amud Gimel, Sidra Agura Meir L'Olam, the name of the Goyin. Elsewhere. So I don't know where Rabbeinu himself discusses it. Al Kol Panim, that's the Olam HaTikun is the Olam of the world that was supposed to be created, Midas HaDin. That's what God intended originally. And that's the world of Yitzchak, who's Midas Din. And on this Gilui of Bechinas HaAsid, of Yitzchak, Gemara darshins that Lasid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go to Avram and say, your children sinned. He's going to say, Rabbanu Shlalom. Let them be erased, Al Kedushas Shimcha. He goes to Yaakov, also, no good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo B'Savi Taima, Lo B'Dar Ki Eitza. Nobody's helping me, not the Zayden, not the Einikol, not the Avram, not Yaakov. So he says to Yitzchak, your children sinned. And he says, Rabbanu Shalom, what? They're my children, not your children. They're your children also. Pagalai or Pagalach, 50-50. And if you want to say all on me, say, Kwibi Nafshi Kamach, I sacrifice myself to you. Paschuvamu ki ata avinu, you're our father. Who is that? The Rashi there says, "Keneged Yitzchak." It's pasuk in Yeshaya 63:16. Bano discusses this parashas Mishpatim Tafreish Sadi Shalshes. This kriyas haasid ki ata avinu klape Yitzchak is makor b'midas adin. The halacha is going to be like that lasid lava. So Yaakov brought the karbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak, which is lasid lava, midas adin, b'chinas. The next world. Ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Targa zera gula dora gula. The seed of Geula, the generation of Geula, relates to Yitzchak, this futuristic thought. Even if it's going to only be revealed in the future, never change. Ki ani Hashem lo shenisi, v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. God, I don't change, says God. Tonight is, any minute now, is the, it's 12 a.m. on January 1st. And not a Jewish holiday, but the Goyim say God changed his mind. He doesn't love us, he loves Am Yisrael. He chose the Christian religion. The Pasuk cries, Malachi 3:6, Ki ani Hashem lo shenisi, I don't change. Tem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem, I'm not destroying you, b'nei Yaakov. Zohar Kadur says, Kulei hai lo iskiri merchak, Ela misitra tilan. This means that this whole inyan of Shnei Ktzavos shown us that you have two extremes and you have to recolor them together is only mitzidenu. We live in the Olam HaPeirut. And mitzidenu nodo kol enyan tzarach lichol spheres zeh bazeh, to bring the spheres together. But hai le'ela, ki mitzada ein sof, which is lamala, u le'ela kala, b'chad miskala, salka lo shani v'lo yishtani, ki mitzada ein sof, which is above. All the spheres are b'mishkal echod, b'chad miskala. Kula b'chad miskala, they're all one mishkal. Because the light of God has no shinui v'lo yishtani, t'chziv Hashem le'ol lo shinisi. That's what the Zohar Kadur says with the parish of the Zohar Boyer of Goyin Tzadik Rav Yitzchak Isaac Menachem Eichenstein. Avram nishtana shmo. Avram's name was changed. If you call Avram Avram, you're over Be'esa Yaakov. Gamim lo nekar shem legamri mekom mokom. Yisrael Yisrael Ikar Yaakov Tofel. The shem Yitzchak was never changed. That's the Bechin of the Geula. There were no changes. So the Teferis HaTara Barosh HaTzadikim Lassad Lava was not a Teferis of Harkova of the Chesed and Gvura. Rather, it's Atzimis, like the Mid of Yitzchak, when Yaakov goes to Golis, comes the Kriya Yaakov, Yaakov, to say, just like there's no Shinui, Klapei Mala, Niyashem Lo Shinisi, so too, Yubinei Yaakov, the Xeris of Golis, is going to bring a change in your future. And this Pnia comes, Beis HaGilui HaMsiachis L'Dargas Yitzchak Kokel Elokei Avicha, the God of your father. Yaakov brings Zvachim to the God of his father Yitzchak. So the Maila of Zvachim is the Tikkun of Olam Hazeh and Hashlama with Bechina of Olam Haba. Because that's the carbon. It goes to this world and to the next world, to God and to us. And it's brought in the name of Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Olam Haba, connecting us to Olam Haba. That's his Bechina. Bechina is the Gula, Lassid Lava, the future. And Mikoach Hisachadus Zo, with the Olam Atchia, since Yaakov had this Madjerega of connecting to this world of Tchia, of Lassid Lava, of Tchia Samesim, it says, Vatechi Yaakov Ruach Avicha, Tchi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam. And the spirit of Yaakov came back to life, connecting to that future world. Yaakov Avinu lo meis, mazaru b'chaim afu b'chaim. Yaakov never died. His seed is alive. He's alive. Hopefully, we'll discuss more about that in Vayichi. Daftocha v'alcha gamalo. And the Aliyah from the first Gullus. And the Aliyah from the last Gullus is what brought Yaakov and his descendants the eternity of the Geula. So at the end of each of these Ma'amarim, called Shmuot HaRaya, Rabbi Dari Zichrono Livracha adds his own Bishulei HaShmua, like a type of summary. As Rav Katav Kach, he used to have a very raspy voice. Speak like this. Hadiyun b'tiferet ishiyuto shel Yaakov v'ha'amaka b'markiveh ha'metachadim chozrim kama v'chama pa'amim b'shmot ra'ayah. This discussion of the glory of the personality of Yaakov and going deeper into its composite parts that are all united repeats itself numerous times in Sefer Shmot Ra'ayah. V'yetzei tarpat taratz v'yishlach taratz. Kafu af chut ha'shani b'shmua shelefanim, ha'chorezet et psukei ha'mikra, ma'amarei chazal, klalim b'nevua, ekronot b'alacha, musagim b'chochmat ha'kabala, v'yesodot b'machshevet ha'chasidut, et kol eile misaviv liyesod ha'echad, ha'meached et kol ha'tofaot hen b'al muda v'hen b'muda v'hen b'tat muda, hen ha'gashmiot v'hen ha'ruchaniot, hen b'olam ha'natun b'galut v'hen b'olam ha'geula. So here also we have this Mid of Teferis and how it brings everything together. The subconscious, the conscious, the superconscious, conscious, Gashmius, Ruchnius, this world, the next world, Galus, Geula. However, until this Achdus is revealed in all of its glory, we have this Pitzul, we have the separation between the two children of Rachel, wife of Yaakov, Yosef, and Binyamin, and their Derech HaAvoda, as we saw in the first shir. Yosef being expansive, Binyamin being contracting. Pitzul sheyesh lo hashlacha biyachas leumot ha'olam. And this separation also has consequences, ramifications in relationship to the nations of the world, whether we're going to be mashpi on them or not, and is symbolized in the gavi on the coasts. The gavi is high on its own, expansive, the coast is lower. Needs to be lifted, lasted love, because Yeshua's Esa. Pitzul ha-motzei tikuno b'dmuto ha-achdutit shel Yaakov. And this pitzul, this separation, finds its tikun in the uniting personality of Yaakov. And in the revelation of the Nevuah to Yaakov, we find a special relationship to the Dmus of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is lased lavo. They're going to be halacha kamoso. Lased lavo. My rabbi say, "Hadvarim hayu mamash amukim biyoter, niflaim biyoter." And with siyata d'shmaya, hopefully we'll see many, many more of these drashas. Pile, pile, close. Now we understand the repetition of Yaakov, Yaakov, why it goes back to the name Yaakov, things aren't going to change. Why it's Anochi Akel Oke Avicha, why Dafki Yitzchak, relating to the redemption of the future. God's going to redeem him in the future. Anochi Aradim Chametzrayim, Anochi Alcha Gamalo. And the Zvachim that he brought not an Ola. Avram brought an Ola. Noach brought Olos. But Yaakov brings Shalomim to make Shalom between this world and the next world. The Maris HaLaila, Dafkat Night, he's able to take out with his Mid of Teferis, the Nevuah from the non-Nevuah. We saw deep in Yanam about the Dimyon first year. Pile Plus. All right, my Rabbi, I say thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Shalom, Shalom.